Hey everyone, this is TFM DFDMDM, and today we're going to talk about painting industrial metallic terrain. So when you're painting organic terrain like mountains, fields, trees, forests, anything organic, you basically just use the same techniques as you would with a miniature, because organic material is no different than leather, skin, stuff like that. However, when it comes to metallics, there's a technique I'm going to show you. And if you play Warhammer 40K or One Page Rules Grim Dark Future, anything like that, where you're going to be using a lot of industrial metallic painted terrain, this is going to be useful to you. All right, so step number one, I generally recommend, now this is rusty metal primer, but it's really just kind of a brownish orange paint. It's not like magic whatever, it's just regular primer, but it has an orangey brown color. So that's what I use. And this is from the terrain I'm going to be painting today, where I already painted it. I'm just showing you the technique, is from Star Wars Shatterpoint. So Star Wars, unlike, let's say, Warhammer 40K or Grim Dark Future, is a little bit cleaner. It's a cleaner science fiction setting rather than Warhammer, which is going to be more grungy and, you know, grim dark with, you know, oil and rust and grime and all that stuff. So you can, we'll talk about that. But anyway, step one. So just to show you this step, all you do is you prime it in the rusty metal primer. That's step one. So anything that's going to be your metallic terrain, you spray paint it and prime it in rusty metal primer. All right, step number two. You want to take, I'll show you what I'm talking about. This is a makeup brush. Now, makeup brushes and art brushes are basically the same. The makeup brushes have thinner handles, the art brushes have longer handles, but the heads are generally the same, and the makeup brushes are a lot cheaper. You can get an entire set of makeup brushes for $5. Whereas if you want to get some art brushes, they're going to cost you $15, $20 for very basic synthetic brushes. If you want full-on art brushes, you're going to be paying, you know, $20 a brush. It gets really expensive really quickly. Just use makeup brushes, or at least try makeup brushes and see how you like them. You know, in my opinion, they work just as well as the art brushes. The longer handle doesn't do anything. The short-handled makeup brushes work fine. Anyway, if you have a pair of art brushes, you probably also have a brush that looks like this, but in my opinion, the makeup brush works better. This is for applying blush. Like, you're just kind of, you know, brushing it on very lightly. That's what we're going to do here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take, this is another piece of terrain. I'm just going to demonstrate this by showing you a work in progress. So this is another piece of the Star Wars Shatterpoint terrain. As you can see, it is primed in the rust color. All you got to do is take some, now I'm using the Folk Art Metallic Silver Argent from Walmart. Any metallic silver paint will do, or if you want whatever metallic color you want. Metallic silver is generally what you want to do when you're painting metal. It has a very, you know, traditionally metal look. If you want to do a colored metal, let's say red steel, like a metallic blue, you can paint it with the silver paint and then use a wash once the silver paint dries of the color. So you can do a silver layer and then put a red wash over it, and it'll make it a metallic red. You don't actually need to get metallic red paint. Just use the silver and then paint over it with a thin wash of whatever color you want to stain it. Anyway, so you don't need to thin down the silver. I mean, you can. The more thin down the silver, the dirtier and rustier the terrain will be. But because this is a Star Wars piece, I want it to look fairly clean, but with some weathering and a little bit of dirt, but not too much. So I did not thin down the silver, and you can actually see, this is what it looks like. Well, here's the top. Or here's a better angle. Here's the side. Again, I did this just to kind of contrast. So you take the silver paint and use this brush, because this brush is very floppy and thin, and you just kind of like paint down. You're not trying to get everywhere. You're not trying to get into the recesses. That's the point of this brush. You want the rust and the dirt to look like it's accumulating in the recesses. And you can see it underneath the cables. You can see it along the ladder. And even though I, you know, painted it silver, you can still see the kind of accumulated dirt and rust on the silver. It doesn't look like something rust color that I painted silver. It looks like something silver that has rust, kind of, you know, you have rust spots, you have rust streaks, that sort of thing. But it's fairly clean. It just shows a little bit of weathering, a little bit of dirt, and it's probably more apparent from the top. You can really see it, you know, into the recesses with the rust and the dirt. Because again, this is like supposed to be Tatooine. So now I know the Tatooine building is supposed to have like a tan color, but I like the metallic industrial look personally. So once you get the silver on here, you're going to have, that's basically, you're like mostly done. So let me show you what that looks like when it's done. All right, so here is a finished piece with just the rust color primer and the silver kind of paint feathered over it. And it looks, look how good that looks where it's in the recesses. You can really see the dirt and rust. It looks more like dirt than rust, but it definitely looks weathered, and that's the point. I could have painted the, I mean, if you just wanted this to be shiny silver, you could have just primed it in silver. The whole point of priming it with the rust color and then painting over the silver, and I didn't really dry brush it, I just used this brush and just kind of feathered it on. You can still see the rust, you can still see the streaks, the dirt, you can see the rust shining through, and I'll just show you all the different sides. I mean, in my opinion, this looks pretty good. And it's not too weathered. It doesn't look like grim dark. Again, it's Star Wars, but it looks good. It looks appropriately weathered and dirty. It looks like I put a lot of work in with pigment powder trying to get all the weathering effects, but I didn't. I didn't use any pigment powder. I didn't use anything fancy. Just primed it, painted the silver over it, and it looks nice and weathered. Now, once you get here, the last step is the details. So here's an example of a finished piece. It's basically the same piece, but for the opposite thing. And all I did is, once you get this done, you just add details. Now, I prefer metallics and color shift paints because you don't have to worry about highlighting or anything like that. When the light hits the metallics or the color shift paint, it'll automatically change the color, providing natural shades and highlights without you having to do anything. So I used a blue color shift paint for the light bulbs and the screen, and you can see it kind of turns purple when the light hits it just right, and that's because it's a color shift paint. And then I used different metallics, like a bronze or a gold or a copper, and I also used them up here. And these create some visual interest, but they're also metallic. So you don't have to worry about edge highlighting or doing anything fancy. And you don't have to worry about hitting every inch, because again, this is supposed to look appropriately weathered. So over here, you have another panel with some copper wires, more light bulbs, another panel, another light bulb. And then up here with the antennas, I hit some of them in gold and bronze and copper, but you know, I didn't go overboard. I just wanted to create some visual interest. Because if you compare these two side by side, the one on the right that doesn't have any details, it just looks very plain. And this didn't take very long. Adding just painting some panels, painting some screens, some light bulbs, adding a little, you know, touch of gold to the ladder, it didn't take very long. And it looks good. Obviously, I could have added like the tan Tatooine panel color if I wanted to, but this is good enough. This is good enough for me. And this took barely any time. And this is it, you know. So if you're going to be painting terrain, and you're going to have a lot of metal industrial terrain, I recommend at least trying this. Just use the brown spray paint to prime it, then hit it up with some silver, and then just add some details, and you're done. It's super simple. Now, you're not going to win any like art awards, but this looks good. This looks good enough for the tabletop. And if you want to go crazy, you can go crazy. You can add more details. You could paint these panels. You can add graffiti. You can do whatever you want. This just kind of gives you a good enough standard. It's properly weathered. It's got the details. It's good enough. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to show you. It's just a technique that I use for terrain. It's something I haven't covered. Maybe you find it useful. Give it a shot if you have any industrial style terrain that you haven't painted yet. This is a really quick technique. It's just primer, feathering on some metallics, adding some details, done. It's not hard at all. So give it a shot if you're interested. Anyway, that's it. Thank you very much for watching. This is TFM, the FDMDM, and I'll see you next time.